pretty. Okay. Let's turn the Word of God this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm talking about a subject. You might think it's bad, but I think it'll turn out good. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For our scripture this morning, I want to read from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 5. And I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible. And I'm going to do that because it'll make it a little bit clearer. You can follow in your King James. I got the King James here too. But I want to kind of emphasize this a little bit more this morning. I'm going to be talking about this subject. You might not like the title, but just bear with me, if you will. After death. After death is our subject today. For you know that when this earthly tent, he's referring to our earthly body, the Apostle Paul, calling it a tent. We're living in a tent. We live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body. Notice the language. We leave the tent or the body. We leave it. We will have a house in heaven. Listen to this now. I want this to sink in with you today. When you leave the body, you go into another house. An eternal body. We have a house in heaven, an eternal body, made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We're going to get another body when we leave this body. And he's going to tell us why. We grow weary in our present body. Y'all get tired? Tired of afflictions? Tired of working? Tired of trouble? That's what Paul's talking about, the problems in this life. He says, we grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly body like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies, and we will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in this earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it is not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us, rather. We want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared for us for this. And as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. Boy, that's a great passage of Scripture, folks. We're living in a dying world. Did y'all know that? Even the trees die. Amen? Okay. Have you ever wondered? Look up here. Have you ever wondered what it's going to feel like when you step into heaven? You ever think about that? Freed from these bodies that we're in now, that groan, moan. What will it be like to see our friends that's gone on? Loved ones that's gone on before us? You ever wonder about stepping into heaven and there they are? I can hardly wait to see my mom, my dad, my son. I just wonder, how is that going to be when I leave out of this old frail body and step into glory? Just how is that going to be? All my grandparents are there, my uncles and aunts and cousins and friends. I get to thinking about it, folks, and it's just going to be wonderful when we leave this old dying world behind. Amen. Have you ever thought about what's going to happen when you die? You know, it's going to happen. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. When this life begins to fade and darkness comes, the soul and the spirit of man is released from the body's prison. We're in a prison today. There's people up the road there a few miles. They're behind bars. They're in prison. They want to get out. We're also in a prison. And we're going to soar to another dominion one of these days. Only the body dies. Only this flesh dies. When the body ceases to function, it dies. But the soul of man doesn't die. The soul lives on. We live on. Many people do not realize man is an eternal being. The public educational system today, and has been for years, are basically teaching when you die, that's it. You just evolved. You're going to die, and that's it. That's not true, though. That's a big lie. They're deceived. Only the body dies. The person in that body exits to go somewhere else. That's what I'm focusing on today. According to the Bible, there's two places for the eternal abode of man. Two places. Man can choose to live with God by faith, or man, if he wants to, cannot believe God, and he could reject the Savior that came to save him, and he'll receive the alternative, eternal separation from God. But that's by his choice. God has given us the right to choose. You can choose Christ and live with him, or you can not believe Christ and be separated from him forever. I read a lot of articles on my web page at Fox News on my computer. A lot of time after I read an article that's interesting, you can go down to the bottom of that article and people will send in their opinion, their thoughts. And it's shocking the people that hates God, that hates Jesus, that thinks you and I are idiots and stupid. It's amazing the amount of people that thinks like that and believes like that, folks, right here in our country. Are they going to get a shock one day? Yeah, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. When this body ceases to live, we're automatically with the Lord. Isn't that something? Isn't that good news? Today, let's think about the soul or spirit of a saved person. The saved soul is prepared for the time when their body dies, when you trust Jesus as your Savior. You're prepared. Our lives are spent with trouble and sorrow. Sometimes we have good times, don't we? Eating barbecue, amen? Yeah, we have good times, good days, good experiences. But it's like my wife was talking about coming to church this morning. We live in this 21st century when we got all kind of conveniences made for us, we are told. You get this and you have so much more time. And we bought into this lie. We got less time now than we've ever had. Because you got so many things you bought now, something's always tore up and you got to get it fixed. I'm telling y'all the truth. We got three vehicles at our house. We don't ever have no mechanical problems, but there's always one to take to get inspected. You see what I'm saying? We got a dishwasher. But my wife, she washes the dishes before she puts them in it. I ain't lying. I ain't even stretching it. They don't even need to be put in the dishwasher. But she puts them in anyway. Then she's got to get them back out. But she's saving time, amen, according to the commercial. Jesus, help me. When we leave this world, the scenery is going to change dramatically, folks. There's not going to be any gnats, mosquitoes, flies, and snakes. I hate all four. There's not going to be anybody angry or hateful or fussing and fighting, and nobody's going to be crying. Won't that be a change of scenery, folks? The soul within a body will be given a body so it won't be naked. God's against nakedness. Listen to this. Did you know even God Himself is clothed with light? Did y'all know that? Even God's not naked. He's clothed with light. The angels, every time an angel appear, they're clothed. And God, when He made Adam and Eve after they had done wrong, He clothed them Himself. Our new bodies will never moan or groan like our earthly bodies. Think of that. Our new bodies will be free from effects and limitations we had once encountered in this world. Folks, let me tell you something. If I had to get out on the floor, I'd have a time getting up. I'm not exaggerating. I have a time. Things just don't cooperate, amen. Our new bodies will be free from the effects of limitations, and one of our days of struggling will be forever as we begin a new life of eternal bliss. Eternal bliss. No more doctor visits. If I'm not going to the doctor, Faye's going. If she's not going and I'm not going, the cat's going. Listen, or it's to the dentist. I went to the dentist this week. One of my fillings had fell out. I got there and they x-rayed it. It hadn't fell out. And he charged me $90 to tell me it hadn't fell out. Hopefully I'm going back to that dentist. Whew. There is not much in the Old Testament about life after death. If you read the Old Testament, it don't talk too much about life after death. But Job said this. You need to mark this in your Bible, Job 19:26. You ought to have that verse marked for sure. And though after my skin, worms destroy my body, that's a tasty thought, isn't it? Yet in my flesh shall I see God. The worms might eat up this old body, but I'm going to be looking at God, Job said. Amen. Isn't that good? You know why? We're not going to need this body anymore. God said when Adam sinned in Genesis 3, look in verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of your wife and hath eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. I could spend a sermon right there on the sake of what he said right there. In sorrow shall you eat it of all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Look what happened when they ate forbidden fruit. That's what come on the human family for disobedience. We've all struggled with our earthly bodies. We've all so enjoyed and pampered our earthly bodies. But our new body will far excel this earthly prison we're now living in, church. Think about this. We're caged in bars of bones, so we cannot escape, but death will release us, and we are free to enter into a paradise, an eternal paradise. And think of it in these terms. We're only here a few years, even if it's 100. What's 100 years against eternity? It's not even a drop in the bucket. Our live bodies are keeping us out of heaven now. Did you know that? Because you're alive, it's keeping you out of heaven if you're saved. Think of that, Brother Chavis. You could be in heaven if you die, Brother Chavis. Don't ask me to help tote him, though. Amen. Think of this. We will enter into paradise. Can you visualize living in paradise? Now, some of y'all have gone to some of these places they call and advertise as paradise on earth. But it won't compare to what's in heaven, I'm sure. A place more beautiful or exciting than any place on this earth. And here's the good part. Are you ready for the good part? Paradise? It's going to be free. You're not going to have to pay to see it. My goodness. Did you realize we are only one breath away from the next life? One breath. I think it was yesterday. Another police officer was killed. Young-looking officer got shot 3 or 4 times. one breath away from this life, and he's gone. We're not promised a single second here. Nowhere in the Bible are we promised one more second. And people die every second. We have all been warned to get ready for the next life. And this day, the Lord's day, all over the world, God has got people sending out his word to warn people, you better get ready. You better get ready. I wonder how many people that will die today were warned, but they didn't get ready. But they were warned. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 1, 21 and 23, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. What a verse. For I'm in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ. I want to go home, which is far better. When we die as a believer in Jesus, we are being promoted. It's the biggest promotion we will ever experience after salvation. We were promoted at salvation to become sons and daughters of God. We went from a sinner to a son of God. That's a promotion. And I'm afraid we don't really, really fully understand what a promotion that really was. To go from a sinner condemned to hell to be promoted to be a son of God to live forever in heaven. Now, that's a promotion, isn't it? But when we die, we're going to get another promotion. We're going to be leaving behind these earthly tabernacles we're in, and we're going to get a body to live in paradise and forever. And forever. And Paul said in one place in Romans chapter 8, that the troubles and the trials of this world that we're going through today will seem like nothing when we get home. Sometimes I wonder about that. Amen. We get to church this morning, we got a leak back there. Now I'm told we got a rat stinking. Amen. You sure somebody didn't put on their right guard? No, it's not wrong to weep when we lose a loved one to heaven, folks. Don't you cry when you lose a loved one? It hurts, doesn't it? We cry when we lose an animal. We moan, groan. Jesus himself, listen to me this morning. Jesus Christ himself wept at his friend's tomb when he stood before that tomb. The Bible says Jesus wept in John 11:35. Jesus Christ don't like death either, folks. We don't like death either, do we? But the Holy Spirit guarantees us in 2 Corinthians, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest or the guarantee of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit living in us is a guarantee we're going to leave this world and go be with the Lord. Amen. The indwelling Holy Spirit is guaranteeing us that we will receive into heaven a new body. And in 1 Peter 1:5, Peter said that we today are being kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed. We're being kept till that hour we're going to be ushered into heaven, church. So when we think about death, we think about gloomy. We don't like it. No, that's their earthly feelings. But I'm trying to show you today the positive side of it. That's what I'm trying to show you today. The positive side of death. The advantage of leaving this world. We have the Holy Spirit present with us today. And we're going to exit our bodies one morning, and it's going to be a glorious experience when it happens to me and you. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. No matter what we're going through, God's always with us. But one day he's going to escort us into heaven. Death is ugly, isn't it? Death is horrible. But death has been defeated. Think about that. Death has been defeated. Jesus has broke the power of death, and he's alive forevermore. And he's seated at the right hand of God. And he's going to receive us into his presence one day. We may go to him before he comes to get us. Whichever way, it's going to be great, isn't it? 1 Corinthians 15:54-55. Listen to this. Boy, these are precious. So when this corruptible, that is this corruptible body we live in, shall have put on incorruption, get that new body, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, live forever, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? You know, in heaven, they don't ever talk about death. You talk about death in this world. In heaven, they don't talk about death. In heaven, it's about living forever. Amen? Praise the Lord. God loves and saves sinners through Jesus Christ, folks. And like Abraham, the Bible says, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. So this morning, I want you to think about, as we see the world, we hear so many people, so-and-so's died, so-and-so's gone on. Well, it's sad in one sense. And it's real sad if they don't know the Lord. Amen. That's where it's real sad. That's where you can cry. But on the other hand, think about it this way. It was their choice. It was their choice, Brother Chavis. They choose not to believe. That's what's so sad. The devil deceives people. But I want us to think positive as believers in Jesus Christ. While we don't like to see death, we don't want to hear about death. Yeah. I don't like to see them white wreaths on doors. I don't like to see that hearse going down the highway with somebody's body to a cemetery. I don't like to see stuff like that. Do you? But in heaven, what you have is angels bringing the souls of the redeemed home, where there is no death, no sorrow, no crying. Yeah. Did you know anybody in heaven? There's nobody in heaven that wants to come back here. You know that? They don't want to come back. Once you cross over, you don't want to come back. You're home. And I believe we're so overjoyed that I don't believe people in heaven ever think about us no more. I don't think they do. They might, but I don't think they do. I think they're so taken up with the glories of heaven and they're meeting loved ones and people they knew before. It's Sometimes I can hear some of the most ridiculous things. Well, Grandpa's looking down on us today. I don't believe no such mess. We saw a place, me and Faye yesterday, we were watching a little program I like to watch, and guy was talking about his grandpa had gone on, and they'd fixed up his old rocking chair. They're on the front porch, and oh, they just think Grandpa's looking down at that old chair he used to sit in. No, folks. I just hope his grandpa's in heaven. Amen. Amen. And I don't believe there's no rocking chairs in heaven, folks. Amen. Let's close with this today. Listen to me. Eternity with Jesus. Let that go through your thoughts. Eternity with Jesus. What will eternity with Jesus be like? We will experience love like you've never known love. You know, the Bible says God is love. That's who God is. God is love. Pure love. Not the purest, pure. He's the pure thing. God is a spirit. He is love. That's what we're going to experience when we get to heaven. Love like you've never imagined. It'll saturate every fiber of our being. It'll radiate all through us. God's love that's indescribable. You may be really loved today by loved ones. And I mean you might really be loved. But you haven't been loved yet till you get to heaven. Oh, you just don't know. And we can't fully explain how it's going to be so, we're going to be so loved. And we're going to be able to really love the Lord because He wants us to love Him. We're supposed to be loving the Lord today, church. Loving Him as we go about serving Him. We're going to be able to have the capacity to really love Him when we get to heaven, folks. Are y'all listening to me today? Amen. Love's going to be give and take, and it's going to be real love. Won't be no fake. People in this world say, I love you if they think they can get something out of you. Do you know that? Amen. Fake love. Yeah. What will eternity be like with Jesus? We will finally at last be satisfied with no more longings or discontentments. When you get to heaven, when I get to heaven, you're going to finally be satisfied. You're not satisfied now. You might think you are. We might think we're kind of satisfied. We're not. We're restless. We want something else. Amen? But when we get to heaven, you're going to be satisfied, brother. You'll be satisfied. When with eternity with Jesus, we'll have all of our tears wiped away. We won't get to cry anymore. Amen? If we cry in heaven, it'll be because we're so happy. Amen? Amen. We'll be so happy we'll not weep. Because we're home with the Lord. I don't have no more enemies. I don't have no more troubles. Boy, I've made it in. Praise the Lord by the grace of God. Won't be crying anymore. I won't see my wife laying in the middle of the kitchen floor. Amen? I ain't going to tell you what I told her coming to church this morning. And she fell again. Maybe I ought to tell you. But I won't. I'm going to go get the shovel. Lastly, what will eternity be like with Jesus? We will have no more days that's sad. We won't never hear anybody in heaven say, "I'm sorry, I've got to leave y'all." No more sad goodbyes in heaven. Amen. No more partings. No more death. Boy, that's going to be a different world, folks. And well, you know what? If you've been saved, that's what I've been talking about this morning. It's going to happen to all of us. If you've been saved, it's going to happen to all of us. One of these days, you know, I like to be standing here right now and suddenly I'd exit this body. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? Just step into glory. I'm trying to imagine how that would be. What am I going to see? What am I going to do? What's people going to say? There's that old Raymond Ellis coming in here now. I didn't think he was saved. Is that what they're going to say about us? Huh? Are we living so people will know when they see us? Well, I knew you was a-coming. Amen? Amen. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Think about this, folks. It's not going to be your mama wiping. My mama has wiped my tears before. But the Lord's going to wipe them away one day. He's going to wipe away our tears and there'll be no more death. Nobody else is going to die. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Brother Brewer, you ain't going to have back pain in heaven, son. Amen. For the former things are passed away. Listen to that statement from the Lord. The former things are passed away. The Lord had John to write this down for us. And he said, and he that sat upon the throne, the one on the throne said it, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write. Write it down so I would know it and you would know it. For these words are true and faithful." That's like Jesus signing it. Amen. He signed it. Write it down because they're faithful and true. He's going to wipe our tears away. No more death in a land where we'll never grow old. And we won't fall down. We won't get any emergency calls. Amen? And it's for those that's wise enough to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's all free. It's already paid for. There was a cross put up at Calvary. And the Son of God came and became poor. And died there so I could be rich. And I'm rich now. But when we get to heaven, we're going to really see the riches of the grace of God. And it'll take eternity for us to take it all in. And may God bless you. Lord, thank you for the word of God, the promises of God. Thank you for allowing me, Lord, allowing me to share with my brothers and sisters, the hope we have in Jesus Christ. There's no fear in death because when these bodies go to sleep, they wake up in a paradise indescribable. Not only in paradise, but we're in the presence of the living God and our Savior forever. We praise you and thank you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. May God speak to hearts. Maybe you want to come to the altar this morning and praise the Lord. Maybe you want to come this morning and say, Lord, help me to be a better Christian. Help me to be a better servant of the Lord. Maybe you want to come today if you've not been saved and trust the Lord.